Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
By the way, I'm keeping this one till the day we retire, too. This is never going away. This is good stuff.
This is great, dude. This is. Yeah. You guys ever had sock hops back in
school? We called them socials, middle school socials.
Socials?
Yep. We'd have them in the cafeteria, and then there was also
ice cream?
They might have had ice cream there, but no, it was once a month, and it was our socials, and we'd all get together, and girls would stand on one side, and guys would stand on the other. And
somebody would break the ice.
Actually.
Did you have a teacher that would walk around with a ruler? Like, you can't get too close.
No, we weren't that Catholic schooly. So no. It wasn't bad, you know. It was so much more innocent back then. Nowadays, you got kids twerking, and like, I don't like it. Like, it's weird, man. And one thing that creeps me out that I cannot stand is little kids dancing like adults. There's I think it's an Old Navy commercial. And they have, like, you know, families dancing. And they have these youngsters that are dancing. And it's just weird to me. Because you know how I danced as a kid? I looked like I was having a seizure. I'm like, yeah.
You didn't really know what you're doing. No. You just kind of like.
And so when I see a young person, like, doing, like, dance moves, I'm like, nah, this is weird. This isn't right. I don't like this. It wasn't anything too bad. It was mostly, you know, like, hands on the hips, hands on the shoulders, and swaying side to side uncomfortably, trying to find something to talk to Katie about, you know.
So did you like the chicken nuggets they had on Thursday? It was really good.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. So actually, I will say the eighth grade socials was when I really came into my own because I was really into Saturday Night Fever at that point.
Oh, boy. You probably dressed up. You started doing the dance.
I busted out the Travolta quite a few times, and the ladies loved it. The ladies loved it. So anyway.
You roll up some candy.
It was fantastic. Oh, my God, everyone. It's John Travolta. That's right. Look out, ladies. No, the problem was, though, is I could only do, like, part of the dance. I could really only do the finger point thing. So after a while, which, if you don't realize...
It got old after a while. People started stop clapping.
Staying Alive is like a five-minute song. So after 3 minutes of finger points... After 3 minutes of finger points, people were like, do something else. And I'm like, I don't know anything. That's it. I mean, I could do the circle thing again. I could do the hustle, but that's it. All right, let's get to it. Enough of my sweet, sweet dance moves. It's time for your morning.
We're not impressed, Brock.
Come on now, man.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Pump it, yeah.
Well, this is the opposite of everything else we've seen on the subject so far. A new study found Americans have actually been drinking less during the pandemic. Women's drinking habits haven't changed much, but men have been drinking 20% less alcohol than we were before.
20%?
Where
are these studies coming from? Yet another study. It's like the complete opposite of what it was last year.
But here's the weird part, Hunter. Here's the weird part, which kind of...
I don't believe it.
I don't know. It disvalues the... Reports of quote-unquote problematic drinking have increased, up 69% for men and 49% for women, meaning we're more likely to say our drinking has negative consequences. But how's that
problematic
possible?
Problematic drinking. So when does it cross the line? Is it like when you get in trouble or smack somebody or something?
I think so. A lot of parents have had to set it up when it comes to taking care of their kids. And if drinking interferes with that, it might be more obvious your drinking is an issue. Or maybe you're drinking more to relieve stress, which can be a problem. So problematic drinking. So drinking during like your work hours, possibly. drinking when it affects the people around you.
So being drunk at the dinner table is fine. It's just when you're drunk at the dinner table and you slap the dinner off the dinner table.
That's exactly. So problematic drinking.
This is when it becomes problematic.
So we're doing less drinking, but when we are, we're causing problems is what it is. Yeah.
More the mashed potatoes are cold.
They said too, like bored drinking is part of that. You just drink because you have nothing else to do, which obviously that's what we've been doing for 2.5 years. So
that's not good. Don't do that.
I've for sure noticed during the pandemic when things first kicked off. Absolutely. I mean, like there was nothing going on and you're at home
twiddling your thumbs wondering like, what's going to happen next.
And you're like, well, hell, we might as well crack open a cold one here. Yeah. We're just killing time. So.
Hey, there's a shortage of booze right now.
Yeah, there is.
Certain types of booze.
Yeah, a lot of companies are dealing with that. So that's
hey, by the way, Brock, why? What does anything have to do with?
It'll come back around, right? I mean, just like
the COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
People are getting sick, so now they can't make booze.
Well, or maybe people are buying more in bulk, and so it's like, you know, instead of buying the one big bottle of whiskey, you're like, I'm going to make it three, you know, just because I don't want to make another trip, all right?
I don't know. I think it's a way of saying, hey, we're going to up these prices.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. So we're drinking less, but when we do drink, it's a problem. Lastly, hey, speaking of being in lockdown and having free time on your hands, a new study has found that 26% of young people become more intimate with themselves during the strict early COVID-19 lockdowns in the spring of 2020. And surprisingly, it was only 26%. The people in the study were between the ages of 18 and 32. 20% of them claim they watch porn alone more often due to the pandemic, partially out of boredom.
Well, when you lock somebody in their house for an extensive period of time, things happen.
When I'm drinking and I'm bored, I might as well rub one out, too.
Right.
9% found themselves using sex toys more often as well. Women were more likely to report an increase in sexual fantasies, while men were more likely to admit to watching more pornography.
It's not really a study. It's just common sense.
Each day, okay, you don't have to go to work.
You don't have to go to work. We're going to lock you in your house, and here's a laptop with internet.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? I don't understand.
I don't know about you. I mean, I get a little more randy when I've had a few cocktails in me, so, you know, and get a little more I get a little more exploratory, if you will, so.
Never heard that. Randy?
Yeah. You've never heard of getting a little randy? Uh-uh. God, come on now.
Randy?
I don't know, but he gets me revved up. I tell you what. You never heard that saying? I feel a little randy, are you?
Randy.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy?
Randy.
Yeah, it's kind of an old-timey one. Like your grandma would tell your grandpa, like, hey, I'm feeling a little randy. Feeling a little.
If my wife came up to me and said, hey, feeling a little randy. I'm like, where is he?
Where's Randy?
That's what
you're cheating on me with Randy?
Where's Randy at?
You slut. How dare you? Yeah, no, it's old timey. I'm surprised you never heard that before. Yeah, feeling a little Randy. Mm-hmm. Feeling a little
Randy, huh?
Yeah.
Little... You call him Toodles, too? Let me touch your Toodles.
What? No, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. Anyway, all right. So our drinking has become problematic, and so has our masturbation. This pandemic has been horrible for us. All right, that is your morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.